If you want a little more quiet in your life, consider moving to the northern Great Plains. You can wake up to the subtle sounds of cows, a passing Chevy pickup, or blowing snow. Unless, of course, you live near South Dakota's Ellsworth Air Force Base. That's the sound of a B-1 bomber taking off from that base. It can sound louder than a rock concert and above the normal threshold for pain. The military is proposing a huge expansion of the bomber's training area, and the plans have some rural residents launching a counterattack. Here's South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray.
It's a wintry afternoon on the Dakota Plains, and the prairie wind is packing a cold bite. But this hasn't stopped the Reinhold family from going out to bring home the cattle. The Reinholds loaded four of their children into the back of an SUV, and they're driving across the prairie, tossing out pellets of cattle feed as they go. Larry Reinhold's family has owned this ranch for more than a century.
There aren't many places like western South Dakota, and this is kind of the last frontier.
Reinhold worries about plans to expand the B-1 bomber training range fourfold. It would mean warplanes streaking through these skies, flying as low as 500 feet, and sometimes breaking the sound barrier. The new range includes huge sections over Montana, Wyoming, and both Dakotas. Air Force Colonel Jeff Tolliver says the expansion is vital for crews preparing for combat.
We have to do realistic training. We need airspace that fits today's needs, not 20 years ago needs. We need airspace that matches the combat environment.
Many of the ranchers here say they understand the need for training, but they complain the military flights could spook their cattle and lower their land's value. Marvin Kammerer stood up at a recent public meeting on this issue and shook his rough, callous fist as he spoke.
You wouldn't want to buy a house and live right next to a railroad track. That would be rather stupid if you wanted peace and quiet. And we treasure that.
Ranchers point to more than 24 court cases where landowners have been compensated for excess aircraft noise. Kammerer says at the very least, ranchers here should get consideration.
If you want the overflight and the use of this land, then have the good grace to pay us like you do everybody else.
This economic issue stretches beyond ranches. Ray Gillick manages the airport for the town of Spearfish, South Dakota. The flights out of this small airstrip would be cut in half to make way for military training. Gillick says the airport is in the middle of a $15 million expansion project.
And all of a sudden, essentially, they're going to say, well, you've made the investment, that's great, but we're only going to let you use it part of the time now.
The Air Force says there are no plans to pay anyone here for losses. However, military officials stress they will do all they can to address concerns. But ranchers like Robert Heidgertken say the opinions of those who are scattered across this rural part of the country are being ignored.
We don't deserve to be treated this way. We're American citizens. We provide a service to the country. We provide food for them. And I really feel that we deserve better than this.
Bombers could begin flying in the new airspace by late 2012. That's barring any legal action on this case. Rural residents here cherish their tranquility. They're promising to be anything but tranquil if this plan moves forward. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.